English, Hunk Aminum speaking, Muscle Aminum.
We got dizzy, I fall down. We got kinda busy in this town. Moved into the city, not around anymore. Got me reminiscing all those times. Now you never listen or reply. Got me kinda dizzy now. This life's upside down.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Jeff, and welcome back to another episode of Lean In with Jeff. I hope you guys are having a wonderful afternoon, and welcome back, as usual, to my show. So the weather has... we've been going through some ups and downs. There has been a lot of rain, but it seems like there is an equal amount of sun that's been coming out lately as well, which is very exciting because UBC's graduation, the 2025 graduation ceremonies, have begun on May 21st and is going to be going on till, I believe, the 29th. So let's hope that there's going to be some more sunny days ahead for, you know, the most beautiful, talented, and amazingly resilient students that were able to go through their degrees. And so, you know, I was coming to UBC, and once I arrived, I could already see the graduates, you know, walking around with their regalia and taking pictures, you know, walking around and really enjoying the weather. And it seems like the flowers are blossoming, and they seem very, very beautiful as well. And so I don't think there is more of a perfect time than to go outside and just enjoy the sun, take some pictures, and just take that fresh air as well. With that said, though, summer classes have definitely begun. I believe it's now maybe 2 or 3 weeks in since the summer semester has begun. So good luck, everybody. I hope it all goes well. Summer classes are, you know, it may seem like a bummer if you really just wanted to do nothing during the summer, but at the same time, how great is it to just meet your professors and your friends and really just socialize in a classroom setting and enjoy the wonderful weather with the people in your class? And so, you know, who knows? Sometimes you might go outside for an activity. You know, UBC, as you all may know, has a very beautiful campus. So always great to come outside and enjoy. An announcement for CITR and Discorder. We are still holding trainings throughout the summer as well, so stay tuned for those. I believe you can get the dates and times in the CITR website. So if you're curious on that, please go ahead to our website, citr.ca, and there should be links available for you to sign up for whichever training that you want to do. So yeah, I mean, you can still get involved. If you want to get involved with CIT on Discorder, you can come down to our station, either take a tour, or, you know, there's people you can contact within the station as well. And so many areas that you can contribute to our station. And so please don't hesitate. Please come on down and, you know, get involved with this amazing community. I also want to say, going back to the graduation topic, congratulations to every single student everywhere in the world that have graduated. It is a long, very stressful, but also very rewarding experience. And I can say that from personal experience because my graduation ceremony was on the first day, which was last Wednesday, and it was amazing. It felt so good, and it was so nice to see my fellow students, my fellow peers, actually, to graduate with me. So, you know, seeing my professors who've helped me throughout the journey, it's really, really amazing to see so many people and, you know, able to celebrate this amazing event together. And so, yeah, congratulations to everybody. I hope that everything works out well. For those of you who are going to be pursuing further studies, good luck on that. It's going to be a very exciting journey that I will also embark on as well. If you are planning on working, good luck on that. And if you're planning on just taking some time off, traveling, you know, spending some time with your family and friends, that's amazing as well. You know, you can't really, everything is important. And I think whatever works for you is the best choice. So yeah, I just want to say good luck to everybody. I wish you all the best. And on that note, why don't we get into what we're going to be doing this episode for today? So today, I have some songs ready for you guys. We're going back to the song listening portion, you know, kind of giving a easy listening portion for today's episode, because today is the last live episode that I'll be doing for the next 3 weeks. Don't be surprised. I did mention this a couple weeks ago. Don't be bummed, because it's for 3 weeks. I'll be coming back and continuing on my show. But today we're going to be doing some songs, listening to them. You know, these are some great artists that I put up on, so I hope you guys enjoy them as well. And then we're going to be ending off with some fun facts. Fun facts about the summer, because summer is definitely coming. You know, it seems like the weather is a bit chilly these days. There's a bit of wind. The cold kind of freezing weather is kind of within the sun. It's hidden within there. And so although you might, from the inside, the outside may seem really warm, but once you get out, it's not as warm as you think it is. So I'd say it's not yet the beach weather where you can kind of go in the ocean or the lake, because it might still be kind of cold, but it's definitely a great weather to go out on a peaceful walk or do some activities outside. And so great balance right now. And so we're going to be going through some summer fun facts as well and end off today's episode like so. So before we get started, let's get through some ads, some PSAs, and some show promos, and we'll get right into today's episode. So I'll see you guys in a couple minutes. Here we go.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thinkum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam, Nisiaya,
and the Scakuya, Tilitin, Homasquia Mustail. Scouts Canada volunteers bring adventures to life, teaching, leading, and inspiring. Help youth grow, connect, and thrive. Take our online quiz and find your perfect volunteer role. Adventure awaits. Join us at scouts.ca/volunteer.
If the news are getting you down or you're tired of scrolling on your phone, Massey Books is the one-stop shop for you. A 100% Indigenous-owned business that is committed to giving back to local charities, community initiatives, and organizations, Massey Books has a vast selection of rare and unique books, as well as a diverse range of books that are from underrepresented authors. You can shop online at masseybooks.com or visit their store on 229 East Georgia Street in Chinatown. They are open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Wednesday to Saturday and 12 to 5 from Sunday to Tuesday. Their friendly staff would love to give you a hand to find your new favorite read.
There are some people that aren't into all the words. There are some people that would have you not use certain words.
Opinions expressed are solely those of the presenter and may not reflect the views of CITR Radio or the University of British Columbia.
Bad words.
Shit, piss, fuck, cock, cocksucker, mother, and tits. Wow.
This program may contain language that some listeners find offensive. Listener discretion is advised.
Tits doesn't even belong on the list, you know?
Jake, you're back.
Don't shut your face. I came back for the music.
Welcome to Lethal Refresh.
I'm Danny.
I'm B.
I'm Stu.
I'm Jay.
Let's get lethal. Let's get refreshed.
When it's darkest, we always attract the brightest people. Baby, you a light. Shift my whole world to the right.
Please listen to Lethal Refresh on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Nardor the Human Serviette and
Thank you!
Lethal Refresh. Every Monday, 12 to 1 p.m. New music every week.
Catch up, yeah, catch that one. At the east side. Rocking in a little tight. Yeah.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Jeff, and welcome back to another episode of Leanin' with Jeff. I hope you guys are having a wonderful afternoon. I think the ceremony is still going on right now. From what I remember, the day that I did my ceremony, the first ceremony began 8:30 a.m. and then the last one I think spanned till 6:30. When I came on campus today, it seems like the second ceremony was finished, and so I could see the students walking around, taking pictures. But yeah, once again, another congratulations to everybody who's graduating this year. And yeah, I hope you guys have a wonderful summer. It definitely is a long and tough journey, and you guys all made it. And so I want to give a sincere congrats to every single student who's not only graduating from UBC, but from any other institution, locally or internationally. All right, so let's get into today's episode. Today we'll be looking at the band The Blue Stones. They are a Canadian blues rock duo based in Windsor, Ontario. And so they were active from 2011, and today we're going to be looking at their album Metro, all caps. And so while we listen to them, let's try and enjoy the music. And just, you know, really just feel the artistic talent that the duo has. And so the first song I have for you guys is called Scared of the Dark. So here we go.
I'm not afraid to
That was Scared of the Dark by the Bluestones. The next song I have prepared for you guys is called Come Apart. So I hope you guys enjoy this song. Here we go. That was Come Apart by the Bluestones. The next song I have for you guys is called Don't Feel Right. I mean, don't we all have those times when we just don't feel right, whether we're just feeling a bit uncomfortable or just quite not like ourselves? I really like this title, and so I hope you guys enjoy the song as well. So here we go, Don't Feel Right.
Give me a reason to live. Be on the lines, I've been calling.
That was Don't Feel Right. The next song I have for you guys is called Happy Cry. I've never happy cried before in my life. A lot of people seem like they do. A lot of my friends would laugh so hard that they will begin crying. And sometimes I wish I can experience that. I don't know if I can, because I don't cry in general a lot. And so I wonder if that's kind of the limit. It's like there's a point where you're just laughing, and once you cross a certain line, that's the pinnacle of happiness, which is when you cry, which is very ironic. I don't know. Sometimes I think about that. I think it's an interesting thing to think about, but enjoy happy cry. Here we go.
Can't buy the little
That was Happy Cry. The next song I have for you guys is called Jesse James. So I hope you guys enjoy this one as well. So here we go.
Thank you.
That was Jesse James. The next song I have for you guys is Lose My Name. I also love, you know, I think the one thing that I really, out of the many things I love about the album, are the titles. I'm always so fascinated, and I really admire the titles of songs. And I think, I don't know for you guys, but I really pay a lot of attention to the title of a song, and I use that as reference when I'm listening to the song. And so, yeah, the next song is Lose My Name, and so I hope you guys enjoy this one. Here we go. That was Lose My Name. The last song I have for you guys is called Falling Leaves. I hope you guys enjoy this. What I want you to know, every winter it snows, all leaves are falling. Thank you. All right, that was Falling Leaves. That is all the songs I have prepared for you guys for today's episode by the band The Duo from Windsor, Ontario, The Blue Stones. So for the next couple minutes of today's show, we're going to be going through some fun facts. But this is going to be revolved around summer because we can't really get away from summer. Summer is happening right now. And so let's get through some fun facts to wrap it up. The first one is the word summer comes from the Old English term summer. I don't know if that's pronounced right, but it is spelled S-U-M-E-R. And it describes the season's arrival. Now the fun facts are coming from the AllianceWorkPartners.com website. And so this is kind of interesting because I think the start of the year is always, at least for me, measured by the time of the year, not the season really. So it's kind of January 1st, the start of the year, everything begins. But when we see the seasons, I guess summer is a season of beginning and the start. Because, you know, the flowers are blossoming to survive the harsh winters, the cold weather. And so summer would definitely be a season that would imply the start or the beginning of something. The next one I have for you guys is, believe it or not, the world's largest hot dog ever weighed is over 3,000 pounds. That's a very interesting fun fact. And here's why I think this is related to summer. I mean, what is there more summer-like than to go to a beautiful park or a beautiful lake or anywhere outside with a grill and some delicious hot dogs? And if you're a burger person, you get some burgers. Or if you're a veg, you know, you don't eat meat. There's, you know, vegan burgers or whatever food you want. You can grill zucchinis or whatever you'd like. And just grilling it, seasoning it, talking with friends, having a drink, and just enjoying food and hanging out during a summer night, summer afternoon. And after that, you can sit by a nice campfire and grill some s'mores and some marshmallows, and just, you know, enjoy the night and see the stars up above. I mean, that's summer. I think that's kind of what summer is for me, at least. That's kind of what I imagine when I think about a summer afternoon, summer night. And so I think hot dogs have something to do with summer. You know, it's a nice food. It's a nice, easy food. You know, some ketchup and mustard and relish and sauerkraut or whatever toppings that you enjoy. And, you know, eating it with some friends. Speaking of hot dogs, I always wondered how many hot dogs I could eat. I don't think I've ever reached my potential with how many hot dogs I can actually consume. And I always believe that I could have at least 5. But that also depends on how big the hot dog actually is. But for the next fun fact, monarch butterflies spend their summers in North America before migrating south for the winter. So this fun fact, what really intrigues me is the practice of migration. And this is what always fascinates me with animals and insects, is that the ability to migrate such long distances with solely their own bodies is so mind-blowing for me and so superhero-like and superpower, so supernatural almost. And so I wonder how long this journey is going to take them, where they would rest in between and where they would gather food, because I imagine that throughout the journey there's definitely environments that are just not compatible with the habitat that's normally required for their survival. And so this is very interesting. You know, I always wonder how this migration process would even look like and how that would take place. I wish, you know, this is when I would wish I could talk to animals and insects. How cool would that be to be able to converse with an animal and really get to know what experiences they go through throughout their lifetime? That would be an interesting interview. I hope one day that that could be possible. You know, I really hope that one day we can really just converse with these animals just like how we converse with each other as humans. But all right, so the next and last fun fact is that summer is prime time for butterflies. Their bioluminescent glow is a result of a chemical reaction in their abdomens. I don't think I've seen a firefly. At least I can't remember the last time I've seen one. And when I do try to remember, I do believe that it was during the summer. Speaking of butterflies or fireflies, there's a recent short limited series show that I've watched from a friend of mine. You guys may know, Celine has recommended me to watch a miniseries called Motorheads, and there's a scene where it's a firefly festival, and so people would gather around at night, and what they would do is turn off all the lights in the city or in the town, and when they do so and they wait a couple minutes, hundreds and thousands of butterflies would begin to show their light and light up the town. And it's, I can imagine how beautiful that would be to have that natural light shining the town. And when I read this fun fact, that just reminded me of that show. And the show contains a lot of romance, contains quite a bit of comedy as well, but there's a lot of drama. And maybe we'll bring in another guest and discuss this wonderful miniseries. But before that, I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. I hope you guys enjoy the rest of the afternoon and the rest of the week. And I'll see you guys live in a month. But my shows will still be running during this time as reruns that I've shot previously in a couple weeks ago. But yeah, once again, congratulations to every graduate, not only at UBC, but around the world. My name is Jeff, and I'll see you guys once again at CITR and Discorder whenever I'm back. Bye-bye, everyone.
Infinitum, as in selenium, I, the membrane, the central entrail, ventral, cordless, forceless meadow, second expectorant, blooming, bloated, shading, shedding, waiting, settling, collecting, infecting, convergence of impetuses, fertilization, unification. Once are the footsteps into the ocean, cresting, crashing, abandoned devotion. The whale bloated floats, then sinks. Mollusks and tube worms feed off the stink. I think they're full. I thought, gone, forgot. Dream of smell of rot, fight, fought, funeral, fable, plant, plot, needle in the sandlot. Surprised that they swore at each exit and entrance. Dementia, sententia. I collapse in ecstasia. Creating a mess up the staircase. I, the fallen bone foundation, quake as the plates shift. Purposefully forgotten, key broken, barrier in motion. A complete set of footsteps.
Period.
This is Sab Gray from Iron Cross. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, Canada.
canned ham, and I put it in a pot of boiling water, and guess what I'm calling it?
Soup?
Hot ham water.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, nourishing radio.
Oh. So watery. And yet there's a smack of ham to it.